Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back in On The Drive, coming up in 30 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on our national cash contest. We'll catch up with Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal coming up here momentarily. But first, today's pop quiz is presented by Victory Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Any given Sunday was today's movie, the very famous speech from Al Pacino in that movie. Dare I say, Any Given Sunday, a little bit overrated.
No, you're completely right on that.
A little bit overrated as a football movie.
Not a little bit.
Whenever the guy's
overrated.
Eye came out, and I'm just like, all right, this movie is just like, this is the most over-the-top thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I think Any Given Sunday is a little bit overrated.
Yeah, I think it's a lot overrated. It's a movie that I never liked, man. I got to be honest with you. I thought it was okay at best. Okay at best.
Coming up in about 30 minutes or so, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. But right now, we'll head to the Drive hotline to catch up with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal joining us on the Drive today. Greg, how are you doing today?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Greg, let's start with this. You have lived long enough to see the big, bad New England Patriots turn into a nobody-believes-in-us underdog. What is it like to actually experience the New England Patriots being an underdog in this matchup?
It comes with the territory when you haven't played well at all on the road all season. And you blew that game in Miami, had multiple chances against Pittsburgh. It's similar to, 2015 when they had to go to Denver. They have only themselves to blame, and now they're in this situation. And if they need to make some boogeymen and make themselves out to be underdogs, how nobody believes them, then I guess they have to do that.
Greg, I guess very simply, what's happened to this team on the road? Because at home, they've been the Patriots of old. On the road, as you alluded to, things have been completely different. Why is that this year in your mind?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think, if it was any other team, and they had this record, we'd say that they're soft and not mentally tough on the road. And, until they do something about it, I think that's the label that they have earned. They just haven't executed well on the road. They go on the road and, they cause big, they have unforced penalties. They make, dumb mistakes at the clock. Just, they don't play like themselves. Now, I will say that I think, early on in the season, I think some of it was circumstances. The Jacksonville game, that was Jacksonville's first home game of the season. It was like a Super Bowl. They went to Detroit. Matt Patricia's there. He knows where the bodies are buried. Sort of since then, their defensive or their struggles overall, I think a lot of it has to do with, health. I mean, between Edelman, Gronkowski, and Brady, and you could throw Hightower in there too. You're talking about, four core guys who haven't exactly been at full health all season. They've been much better of late. They look great on Sunday. We'll have to see whether that continues or not.
Talking to Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. Greg, if they lose this game to the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday here at Arrowhead, is the Patriots dynasty dead?
No, but, they're going to have a lot of challenges personnel-wise. I mean, they haven't done well drafting in a while. There's no sort of young core. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with Gronkowski. Brady will almost definitely be back. Edelman's getting up there. I mean, but I still think they don't have an abundance of cap room. But if they can get some of the draft picks that were hurt this year to come back in and play, if they could do better in the draft, make a couple key free agent signings, they're in a division that's basically with three expansion teams.
Yeah.
So, every year they're going to be right there. And it's just a matter of, are they healthy and are they playing well? And I think that we'll be saying the same thing. We'll probably be talking about their ninth straight trip to the AFC Championship game again next year.
Carrington and I have been going back and forth about Rob Gronkowski this week. I've said that I think one of the biggest mistakes the Chiefs can make is to act like Gronk's cooked and he's the same guy that you've seen over the last 6 weeks, because I'm afraid that Belichick is pulling a rope-a-dope with Gronk. CDOT seems to think he's done. Where are you on Rob Gronkowski?
Well, I mean, until last week, I thought he was pretty much done. I mean, pretty much since the middle of the season, everybody's, you know, sort of, you know, played him just like any other tight end. You know, and he only got one ball thrown to him last week. But, you know, I got to say, the way he caught it, the way he broke tackles after the catch, I mean, we haven't seen that Gronkowski since early in the season. So, you know, I think, you know, for this week, yeah, I do think they have a little something cooking there. And I would not sleep on Gronkowski this week. But I also wouldn't go over the top, you know, putting coverage on him. Because even if he catches the ball, you know, between the 20s, he's not going to run away from anybody. So, you know, I would be much more worried about Julian Edelman and James White. That's the Chiefs have to have an answer for those two guys, or, you know, we're going to be talking about the Patriots playing in the Super Bowl.
Greg, you lead me into my next question. Who would you consider to be the bigger mismatch in that Patriots offense? Is it Julian Edelman or James White?
You know, against the Chiefs, you know, I would probably have to say it's James White. I mean, just because I just think that James White is a guy, you know, you go back to the Falcons Super Bowl, you go back to, you know, a bunch of big games over the years for this franchise. James White's been the guy that when they needed plays, they go to him. But, you know, you can't take care of one and not the other. I mean, right now, it's Edelman and it's White. And so you're going to have a plan for both of those guys, or else you're going to have a tough time getting the Patriots off the field. And, you know, Kansas City certainly does not want to be in that position.
Greg, in this game, looking at their other weapons, if you had to go with that kind of X-factor guy in this matchup, aside from Edelman and White, who would you pick on that Patriots team?
I would go with Philip Dorsett. He's a guy who, you know, has flown under the radar. He basically was cast aside when they brought Josh Gordon in, even though the guy, you know, even before Gordon came in and since, he's caught the ball like an 84% rate. I mean, the guy's been money every time they've thrown to him. And, you know, why they just have gone away from him and just, you know, put him on the bench once Gordon came in, I never really got that. I think he has a whole lot of, you know, potential. I mean, is it the greatest thing? No, but, you know, he's very reliable, and he's had a much better rapport with Brady than Chris Hogan has. So, you know, if somebody comes out of the woodwork to make a big play, my money's on Philip Dorsett.
Talking to Greg Bedard from the Boston Journal. Greg, I said this earlier in the week, and I caught a little heat for this, but I want to get your opinion on it. And it's going to sound a little bit crazy, but just hear me out. I think the Chiefs actually have the coaching advantage in this game. And that sounds nuts based on the resume of Bill Belichick. But Andy Reid with Kansas City has been able to put 40 points on him three of the four times he's faced him. And he hung in there in a playoff game and kept it to a one-score game without basically having Justin Houston and Jeremy Maclin was on one leg and Jason Avant was their best receiver. How bizarre and crazy does that sound that I think that Andy Reid has the coaching advantage on Belichick in this game?
They will have a great script to open the game. Normally the Chiefs ride that to an early lead, and that gets things going their way at home, and suddenly the other team has to throw, and that it all plays into their hands. You know, and also I will say that Belichick, without a weak advantage like he just had on the Chargers, mm-hmm. you know, you could make the argument that he hasn't been the difference that he has been in the past. But, you know, you worry about the Chiefs. If the Patriots can withstand the first quarter and that the script that Andy Reid's going to have ready, if it gets to the fourth quarter and Tom Brady has the ball and say he's down, you know, 10 points, 14 points, and he starts doing Tom Brady things like he's done in the past couple Super Bowls, you know, I don't love Andy Reid in that spot. You know, I think, you know, nationally, I don't know how much is talked about there,
sure.
But, you know, his game management is very much questioned. And, you know, we're going to have to see how he reacts going against the best in the business when it comes to that. And I think if it's close, if it's tied in the fourth quarter, then coaching advantage to Belichick, in my opinion.
And that was Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal giving us the Patriots' perspective on the matchup. Greg, thanks a lot for coming on today.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Always good to get the Patriots' perspective on this one. It looks like the injury report is out for this game. Everyone is off of the injury report aside from Dorian O'Daniel. So that means Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, it would appear he is going to be active and playing in this game. Spencer Ware, it would look like he is going to be healthy and active in this game. And Eric Berry. Again, the only person on the injury report for the Kansas City Chiefs is Dorian O'Daniel. He is not going to play on Sunday.
And we've talked about this, you know, during the week, man. I mean, this is the healthiest the Chiefs team has been going into a playoff game that I can remember. I mean, this is exactly the way you want it. I mean, there's not a bunch of guys that are limited participants or anything like that. Everybody was a full participant today, and O'Daniel was the only guy that did not practice. So going into this thing with Spencer Ware, LDT, Eric Berry, man. I mean, Sammy Watkins, a full participant every day for the second week in a row, ready to roll in this thing. I mean, the Chiefs have it. They have the perfect situation: the number one seed, home field advantage, the AFC title game, and they're healthy. That sounds like a dangerous combination to me.
I want to play this for you. This is Ian Rappaport earlier today on NFL Network talking about how lucky as football fans we are to get such a healthy week when it comes to the AFC and NFC championship game.
Okay, we spend so much time here talking about injuries and this team's going to be a man down, it's next man up and all those things. Everyone seems to be healthy going into this weekend, which is unbelievable and perfect for all of us. Let's start with those Patriots. Dietrich Wise, their defensive end, off the injury report. He had been battling an ankle injury, so he is good to go. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady battled a knee injury late into the season. He is not on the report. Rob Gronkowski, ankle, back injury. He's not on the report. So the Patriots are ready to roll. What about the Rams? Well, we spent a lot of time talking about Todd Gurley, and his knee injury did not play the last couple games of the regular season. There's no one on the injury report for the Rams. They are good to go. And what about their opponent? Okay, well, the Saints are missing Keith Kirkwood, one of their receivers. But their offensive line, that all-important offensive line, leading the way for those running backs, protecting Drew Brees, they seem to be healthy, too. Teron Armstead, shoulder injury, off the injury report. Andres Pete, practice in full with a hand. Ryan Ramczyk, Max Unger, both battling injuries, both practice in full. These guys are ready to roll, okay?
So that was Ian Rappaport earlier today on NFL Network. If you really think about the football weekend we have as a whole, I understand everybody's focus is on the AFC Championship game, but if they win, they're going to be playing the team in the other game. I mean, I don't think you can really ask for a better championship weekend than this. Yeah. One game's going to be inside. No worry about the weather there. All four teams are as relatively healthy as you can be this point of the season. You've got two rematches for some of the better games of the NFL regular season. Weather's heating up in Kansas City. Earlier in the week, we were talking about it being the coldest it's ever been in Kansas City. Now it might be 33 degrees on Sunday. It's shaping to be, in my opinion, an all-time weekend in the NFL.
Yeah, and then you factor in the two young quarterbacks. You've got Jared Goff on the NFC side going against Drew Brees. You've got our guy, Mahomes, going against Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. I mean, there could be a couple of torches passed on in both conferences on Sunday.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. We'll also give you another chance to win a Neil Smith autographed football. All you got to do is keep it locked in right here. But next, we do Fanning's favorite segment as a guy who loves to put a little money down on football. It's time for Give Us Props. We go through player props for the AFC Championship game. Coming up, it's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. All you got to do is keep it locked in right here. Plus, we had an ear on WEEI in Boston to hear what they're saying about the game and how they feel about the Patriots' chances in this one. Plus, Julian Edelman gave us an update. If you remember, he was the one out here selling bet against us tees. He gives us an update on the underdog, the lowly New England Patriots.
I wonder how much money he's going to pull in from brewing up that bet against us, we're the underdog thing.
So, as we do to get you ready for big-time games, it is time for Give Us Props. We go through the player props, and we see where we stand in the key individual matchups. Fanning, the first one, Sonny Michel, his over-under is 81.5 yards. Are you taking the over or the under on Sonny Michel?
Well, I don't really want to take the over, but I think I have to based on what the Patriots have done running the football and what the Chiefs have done over the course of the season. I know the Chiefs did a nice job against the Colts and Marlon Mack last week, but I don't think that is a legitimate way to grade the Chiefs' run defense, whether it's improved or not, because they got the Colts out of their game plan so early in that, and they start throwing the football. So, unfortunately, I got to take the over for Sonny Michel.
This one just seems obvious to me when it comes to Sonny Michel that I'm taking the over in this one. I look at the Chiefs' run defense. I look at what the Patriots have done after their bye week, averaging 158 yards per game. It's very obvious. When Sonny Michel is in the game, they're running. And when James White is in the game, they're throwing. Sonny Michel is going to get at least 17 carries in this one, and the Chiefs just haven't shown me that they are a good enough run defense to stop a team that can run the ball as effectively as I think the Patriots can do in this one. You got to factor in the first time these two teams played, Sonny Michel had 24 carries for 106 yards. I will take the over on Sonny Michel at 81.5. Moving on, Rob Gronkowski, the guy you're telling me to be worried about. His over-under is at 48.5. Are you taking the over or the under for the future first ballot Hall of Famer?
I mean, oddly enough, I'm going to take the under on this. I'm going to say 3 for 45 and a touchdown with Rob Gronkowski. He's not just going to get one target in this game. I bet he gets 5 targets, and I think he has 3 catches in this game. I don't think he's going over 48.5 yards, but I think he's going to make a couple of crucial catches in this game, and one of them is going to be a touchdown. So I'm going to go 3 catches, 45 yards, 1 touchdown.
I am running to the window to take the under in this one. Gronk only has one game with more than 45 yards since December. One game since December where he would have hit the over on this. These are the last 4 weeks for Rob Gronkowski. One catch for 25 yards last week against the Jets. 2 catches for 24 yards against Buffalo. 3 targets. 0 catches for 0 yards. And against the Pittsburgh Steelers, 2 catches for 21 yards. 5 catches over the last 4 weeks for 70 yards. I'm telling you, Rob Gronkowski is done. Go ahead and make yourself a little bit of cash. Take the under on receiving yards from Rob Gronkowski. Moving on down the line, James White, his over-under is 53.5 receiving yards. What are you taking, the over or the under for James White?
That's a really, really good question, because if you look what he's done, you think he's dominant, but sometimes he's not necessarily that way. We talk about Belichick wanting to take away what something, you know, whether it's Travis Kelce or something the Chiefs do. I think Bob Sutton and the Chiefs are going to try to take away James White, because I think if they do that, I think they win this football game, and I think the Chiefs will win this game. You know, my feeling is the Chiefs are going to get out in front of this game, in front of this thing, and they're going to have to throw the football quite a bit. But I do think one of the things that the Chiefs are going to focus on is taking James White away. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. So believe it or not, I'm taking the under on this.
I'm taking the over. I don't know if the Chiefs have the linebackers to take away James White. In the first matchup, he had 5 catches for 53 yards. And you can agree, he's only become a bigger part of their passing game since Josh Gordon is out in this one. I like James White coming out of the backfield. I think he's kind of the engine that makes that thing go for the New England Patriots. I'll take the over on James White at 53.5, especially I don't think that Gronk is a big help in the passing game. Moving on down the line, Tyreek Hill, his over-under is 87.5 yards. Are you taking the over or the under for Tyreek Hill?
Just like you're running to the window for the Rob Gronkowski thing, I'm running to the window to bet on Tyreek Hill in the over. Again, 2 games against the Patriots. 4 touchdowns, a combined 275 yards. We did the math on this yesterday. If Tyreek Hill played the Patriots defense for 16 games, he'd have 32 touchdowns and 2,200 yards and the greatest receiving year of any player in the history of the NFL. They don't know how to stop him. They can't stop him. He's too fast. So I'm taking the over.
I'm going to take the over in this one, too. I just look at the matchup, and I just think that Andy Reid's going to find a way to a little bit of a wrinkle. And you're right, the Patriots, they just haven't given me any reason to think that they can stop Tyreek Hill in this one. So at some point, you got to prove it to me on the field. I didn't see a whole lot in that first matchup or the other matchup last year against Tyreek Hill that would suggest they have a plan on slowing him down. I'm going to take the over on Tyreek Hill in 87.5. Sammy Watkins, his over-under back healthy is 55.5 receiving yards. You taking the over or the under on Sammy Watkins?
I'd really love to take the over on this, but, I mean, the Patriots usually put Stephon Gilmore on him. They'll double Tyreek Hill. And Gilmore, as Sam Munson told us, is the best corner in the league right now. So I'm going to have to take the under on Sammy Watkins.
I'm taking the under on Sammy Watkins, too. I'll say this. If the over hits for Sammy Watkins, I do not think you beat the Chiefs. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
I I don't like Sammy Watkins in these matchups. I think you guys know my feelings towards Sammy Watkins. Like, he's got to show up big in one of these kind of big-time games. He just hasn't been so far this season for the Chiefs in these games. He also hasn't been healthy in these games either. I do think that Belichick and them, as you alluded to, find a way to kind of neutralize him in this one. I'll take the under on Sammy Watkins. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on our national cash contest. Julian Edelman, his over-under is 82.5. You taking the over or under on Julian Edelman?
I'm going to take the under on Julian Edelman as well. And I know Edelman had a huge game last week against the Chargers, but I think the Chiefs do a decent job covering him. That sounds crazy. I get it. You know, but as I was telling BK earlier today, I don't hate this Chiefs secondary anymore. Doesn't mean I love them, but I don't hate them. And you get an improving Charvarius Ward back there. Kendall Fuller's back and healthy for the most part. You add Eric Berry into the secondary, Jordan Lucas into the mix. I think Edelman comes close, but I don't think he goes over 82.5, so I'm going to take the under.
Edelman in the first matchup had 4 catches on 7 targets for 54 yards and a touchdown. I agree with you. I'll take the under, when it comes to Julian Edelman. I think the Chiefs will do a decent job on Edelman. I think he's going to be a factor in the game. I just don't think he's going to have a monster game in this one. I'll take the under on Julian Edelman, 82.5 yards. Patrick Mahomes, his over-under is 322.5 yards. You taking the over or under for Patrick Mahomes?
I'm going to take the over for Mahomes. I think he goes off. I think he has the best game of his young career, and he does it in the biggest game because that's the way he's wired. So I'm taking the over on Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm taking the under when it comes to this. I think the Patriots are really going to try to run the football, and I think I don't think the Patriots want to get into a shootout on the road in Kansas City. If Mahomes is throwing for 375 in this one, I think things have gone terribly wrong for the New England Patriots. I think the Patriots do a little bit better job defensively against them, and it's the playoffs outside. I'm going to take the under on 322 for Patrick Mahomes. Damian Williams, rushing and receiving yards. His over-under is 92.5. You taking the over or under in this one?
I'm going against the grain here. I'm going to take the over on this. I think that coming into this thing, I think the Patriots are going to think, well, there's no Kareem Hunt. Damian Williams isn't near as effective. And I know that sounds a little bit crazy because Spencer Ware is healthy too, and you feel like they're going to use him in this game as well. But I think Damian Williams has a big game. I think coming into this game, I don't think the Patriots show him enough respect. And I think Damian Williams has 3 big plays in this game and goes over.
I'm going to go with the under kind of for the opposite reasons of you. I think that the Patriots are going to be able to take Damian Williams out of it because he's not as explosive. I don't like Damian Williams whenever he acts like he doesn't know which direction north is, and he's doing a lot of that east and west stuff. But I think that's not going to work in this game against the New England Patriots. I'm with you. I think he makes a play or two in the passing game. I think the Patriots do a decent job against the run in this one. I'll take the under on 92.5 for Damian Williams. And that concludes Give Us Props. You think that Tyreek Hill for the Patriots is like an unpopular sports villain?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's kryptonite to the Patriots. They can't stop him, man. I mean, they can't do it. You can try to put 2 guys on him, but if he's faster than both of those guys, then what are you going to do? I mean, Bill Belichick, again, we all agree, best defensive mind in football, greatest coach of all time. He's had 2 cracks at Tyreek Hill with 2 different quarterbacks, one with Alex Smith, one with Patrick Mahomes, and he still hasn't figured out a way to stop him. You know, and they've put up big points on the Patriots both games, over 40 both times. If you go back and you watch that game, which was on NFL Network last night, and I've got a DVR, and I've watched it a couple of times as well, Tyreek Hill just does too many things. He does too many things. I mean, that touchdown pass that Mahomes threw to him late in the fourth quarter in week 6, you can't cover Hill because he's so fast. Then he jumps up like 5 feet in the air to catch the football, turns his body, comes down, and outruns 2 defenders. That's not defendable. They don't have the people to do it. So, yeah, I think Tyreek Hill is going to have a huge game. And how many times have we gone over what a big game player Tyreek is in night games? And you factor in big games. I'm talking the Rams game, the Patriots game, games that matter the most. Week 1 against the Chargers going on the road. How crucial that game was for the Chiefs to win the division and get the number 1 seed in the AFC. Had a huge game in that game. He has his biggest games and the biggest moments, and especially when it's at night. And the Patriots don't know how to stop him. So, yeah, he is kryptonite for Bill Belichick.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on our national cash contest. And after that, we'll catch up with WEEI in Boston and hear what they're saying about Chiefs and Patriots in the AFC Championship game. We'll do that coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
It is your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. All you got to do is text the word cover, C-O-V-E-R. As Fanning doesn't think that the Patriots will be able to cover Tyreek Hill. If you want Chiefs talk and a chance to win $1,000 on the 30s, well, there's only one station in Kansas City giving you both weekdays from 7 A to 7 P. It pays to listen to the largest sports radio company in the world. Message and data rates may apply. Your next chance to win is coming up in 1 hour, but why not go ahead and win right now? One more time for those of you in the back that are hard of hearing.
What?
Cover, C-O-V-E-R. Text the word cover, C-O-V-E-R, to 72881. Your national cash contest code word 4330 is cover. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll play Chiefs Pick a Player, and we'll give you a chance to win a Neil Smith autographed football. All you got to do is keep it locked in right here on 610 Sports Radio. So before we get to what WEEI had to say about this game, that is our sister station out in Boston. Julian Edelman was asked today about his T-shirts. He's the one out there selling those Bet Against Us shirts. They're going for $30 a pop. But all of a sudden, Julian Edelman isn't too talkative about it.
Julian, you put out a shirt that said Bet Against Us.
I'm not taking questions about that.
Oh, my God.
Do you embrace the underdog role that right now?
I'm just worried about Kansas City.
I'm not talking about that.
Come on, man.
You know what happens? Bill Belichick said, cut the foolishness. That's what happened. They were out here talking about themselves like they were the Miami Dolphins or the Buffalo Bills, and Belichick was like, all right, stop it. You got your little $30 T-shirt scam off. You were talking about how nobody thinks we're going to win. Let's go prove it out on the field on Friday. We're done talking about it. Bill Belichick, the hoodie, put the kibosh on this foolishness.
You think the hoodie called Julian into the principal's office and had a chat with him and said, hey, this has got to stop right now?
I think he just told him it's over. All right, hey, yeah. We've made our point. It's over. It's done. No more talking about us being the underdogs in the AFC championship.
One of my biggest pet peeves with athletes, especially in these interviews, right, is that they're the ones oftentimes that get this stuff brewing. They want to sell the bet against his T-shirts. They want to. Tom Brady wants to come out and says everybody thinks we suck. They want to come out and do all this stuff about how they're the underdogs, and then when a reporter or a columnist asks them about it, well, I'm not talking about that. I'm not taking quite. Well, you're the one that started it. That's annoying.
I want to play for you guys. This is from WEEI. This is from their, I believe this is their morning show, I believe. Brandon, is this the morning afternoons? He's talking to somebody.
Yeah.
So this is from WEEI. I want to give them their proper credit. He thinks that the Patriots are creating a fake storyline to distract us from the real issue.
I don't get it. Unless they really feel right now, uh-oh, we better manufacture it. Maybe they feel they're not getting enough energy on the road. Because if you look at them, we've said that in the past, lackluster going to Pittsburgh. How can you be so lackluster out of the gate? Miami, lackluster. Tennessee, lackluster. What are they doing?
See,
maybe they need to manufacture the energy. How do we manufacture the energy? We come out on that field, Arrowhead Stadium, and you all hate us, right? You all hate us, the world hates us, and now we're going to show you.
This is the kind of stuff that the big, bad New England Patriots dynasty has to do. They got to manufacture a boogeyman to give themselves the energy they need on the road. This is the AFC championship game. You got to find a way to get yourself motivated. You got to create a us-against-the-world mentality. You're the Patriots. You've played in this game for 8 straight years. You've known for a long time nobody else likes you but you. This isn't new information to you, but I do think this is very interesting when he talks about their defense. The Patriots' defense has allowed 26 points or more in 5 of their 8 road games, and in those 8 road games, they have allowed 30 or more points in 4 of those games. The Patriots' defense appears to be very vulnerable away from Foxborough. You certainly can get to him. We had Greg Bedard on earlier today. He called the Patriots' defense soft in this one. We talk all the time how athletes got to motivate themselves and do all those things, man. To have somebody call your defense soft is the ultimate disrespect.
Well, and the other thing, too, Seed, back on what they were talking about at WEEI, man. So the Patriots have been all about do your job. That's what Belichick has said for years and years and years and years. And now they got to come up with it with a fake way to motivate themselves for the AFC Championship game that could get to get Brady and the Patriots to their 9th Super Bowl in their dynasty years. It's another reason why I think the Chiefs are going to blow their doors off. If you've got to fake create ways to get fired up for an AFC title game, then you got problems. You got issues in New England if that's what you have to do to get up for this football game. And you talk about their defense giving up over 30 points in those 4 road games. They give up over 30 to Chicago, to Tennessee, to Miami, to Jacksonville. Okay, Chicago, Tennessee, Miami, Jacksonville. Do we all agree? Can we all be at least agree on something? That the Chiefs have a better offense than Jacksonville, Miami, Tennessee, or Chicago?
Of course.
So, yeah. So they're creating ways to get fired up for this game, creating their own boogeyman, selling T-shirts, telling everybody that they suck. Nobody believes in them. They don't have a chance in this game. And they gave up over 30 to four offenses that aren't even close to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's another reason why the Chiefs are going to win this game, and it may be by double digits.
I want to play this for you. This is from WEEI. They think that the Patriots got a chance of slowing down this Chiefs attack.
And I would say if I was going to start right now, who has the edge against the other person's defense? I'm going to go Patriots against the Kansas City Chiefs defense, as opposed to the Chiefs, which has an unbelievable offense, 50 touchdowns, great young quarterback, against the Patriots defense.
You're giving.
I think the Patriots defense can do a better job. Can do a better job, I guess, of limiting what they do best as opposed to the Chiefs stopping the Patriots that they can do best.
What do you make of that? Because you don't seem to think the Chiefs really are going to have any resistance in this game when it comes to the Patriots.
Well, I mean, that's a little bit strong. I'm not saying they're not going to have resistance in this game, but I think the Chiefs are a better football team and they have more weapons. And we've talked a bunch about, and Sam even talked about this, from Sam Munson for Pro Football Focus. For whatever reason, the Chiefs are better at home on defense. And not just this year, but in the last 3 years. So they're coming off their best defensive game that they've played. They've got better personnel at defense than they did when they faced the Patriots in week six. You've got Charvarius Ward that's emerged. Eric Berry is back. Justin Houston will play in this game. Dan Sorensen will play in this game. They've got better personnel now than they did, and they're coming off their best game. And I'm sorry, the Patriots offensively are not the Patriots that we're used to seeing in their peak years. So, yeah, there's going to be resistance. Of course there will be. I mean, Patriots are a good football team. They're here for a reason, but the Chiefs are better, and they're at home. So, yeah, and you're telling me this Patriots defense that gave up 31 to Chicago, 34 to Tennessee, 34 to Miami, 31 to Jacksonville are going to come into Arrowhead? The Patriots have been a crummy road team all year, and they're coming to Arrowhead, and they're going to limit the number one offense in the NFL? No, it's not happening.
See, I disagree with you a little bit. I'm kind of throwing out some of the regular season numbers kind of on both sides. Like, we can't, I think, with the Chiefs, only talk about their most recent game and not factor in how we just saw that Patriots defense dominate one of the more talented offenses in the NFL in the Los Angeles Chargers. I do think that the Patriots are going to stack up a little bit better defensively in this matchup than the last time. You got to factor in weather. You got to factor in how we're talking about how the Chiefs defense can be more physical. You got to factor in that New England's defense can be more physical. The big plays you got down the field in the passing game from Kareem Hunt, I think you're going to have to take those away. I like Damian Williams. He's not nearly the dynamic playmaker that Kareem Hunt is in this game. I do think that New England's defense is going to set up a little bit better in this one. And I guess to go back to what the host said in that, I think you would just have to think that New England's going to run the ball incredibly effectively in this game and really keep the Chiefs' offense on the sideline. I've been saying it all week. You do not want to get into a shootout in this game that does not favor the New England Patriots. It kind of has to be one of those 28-24, 31-28 games. If this is played similar to the first matchup, I do not think that's a game the Patriots can win.
But here's what I'll say about the Patriots, all right? They had 2 weeks to get ready for the Chargers. The Chargers made two trips to the East Coast. They had to go play Baltimore, then they came back and they played the New England Patriots. You remember how beat up the Chiefs were after they faced Baltimore here in Kansas City? That was the number one defense in the NFL. And the Chiefs felt it after that game. That was one of the hardest hitting games I've seen. Maybe the hardest hitting game that the Chiefs have played all year long. And so now the Chargers go all the way out to Baltimore, win that game against a really, really good defense, go all the way back to LA, then fly all the way back to New England for the Patriots who've had 2 weeks to get ready for them. And the best defensive mind in football. So, yeah, that was a good showing for the Patriots for sure. 2 weeks to get ready, a beat-up Chargers team going back to New England. They didn't have a fighting chance in that game, man. So, I don't think we're going to see that Patriots defense the way they played against the Chargers against the Chiefs on Sunday.
Text line 69306 on the Protein House Eat With The Purpose text line. You can't stop the Chiefs offense. You can only contain. I think that's a good point. I do not think that the Patriots are capable of stopping the Chiefs. But I think you can go back to that first half in which the Patriots did in that. And I think it's going to be Belichick's going to be telling his defense a couple of things. Mahomes absolutely shredded this team in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
Chiefs scored 31 points in that game. Mahomes had four touchdown passes in the second half of that game. But they did a really good job, and I would say the best job of any team we've seen so far against Patrick Mahomes the first 30 minutes now. You remember, Chiefs only scored 9 points in that game. Mm-hmm. They got two interceptions against Mahomes. It's going to be which film, which Patriots defense are you going to see in this one? Is it going to be closer to that first half where they did a lot of really positives, or is it going to be where Reed made the adjustments, he saw what he needed to see on film, and now it's kind of back to what you think it is in this game of where the Patriots just really have no chance of stopping all the weapons that the Chiefs have.
Well, I think part of that was, I mean, we can both agree that Mahomes came up a little bit amped up in that game. We're week six at the Patriots against Tom Brady on national TV. He had a bad first half. He made a dumb throw at the end of the half. He missed Kareem Hunt wide open. Like, the Chiefs had their opportunities in that first half. They just didn't take advantage of it. Again, Mahomes has checked off all these things over the course of his season, and the kid grows up fast. Goes through one thing, typically doesn't do it again. And so I don't think you're going to get that same first half offensively out of the Chiefs that you saw in week six against New England.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a Neil Smith autographed football and pick a player. All you got to do is keep it locked in right here. But first, will Kansas City be able to use two of their biggest advantages on Sunday against the Patriots? We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win a Neil Smith autographed football. All you got to do is keep it locked in right here. We'll play pick a player coming up in about 15 minutes. I want to play this cut for you guys in case you missed it. Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal, he was on the show earlier today. He called the Patriots' defense soft.
You know, if it was any other team and they had this record, we'd say that they're soft and not mentally tough on the road. And, you know, until they do something about it, I think that's the label that they have earned. They just haven't executed well on the road. They go on the road and, you know, they cause big, they have unforced penalties. They make, you know, dumb mistakes at the clock. Just, you know, they don't play like themselves.
I think it goes without saying with the New England Patriots, but based on what Greg Bedard says, I do think you have to ask the question, can the Patriots do what very few teams have been unable to do this year against the Chiefs? I would say two of the Chiefs' biggest advantages they have on Sunday, especially at home, is how quickly they start off games. Bill Belichick was doing media earlier today, and he called, or earlier this week, and he called the Chiefs one of the fastest starting teams in the history of the NFL. Not just this season, in the history of the NFL. The Chiefs this season have outscored their opponents by 91 points in the first quarter. 91 points. You always set the tempo. The other team is always playing from a deficit. You take their running game away from them. You allow your pass rush to really feast. Will the Patriots fall prey to it in this matchup? That's the big question, because we've seen time and time again, the Chiefs, they come out here, they feed off the crowd, they take the ball, they score down the they go down the field, they score really quickly. They always and consistently put you on your heels and put you at a disadvantage. And when they hit you with that paymaker, the haymaker, your offense is just not capable of keeping up with them. I think the biggest advantage that the Chiefs have at home is that they just get off to really fast starts and they really bury you in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what's funny about that, though, C-Dot? The Chiefs haven't done that the last few times they played the Patriots. It didn't happen that way in week six. I mean, they were down 24-9 at the half. You go back to week one of that game last year, though, too, against the Patriots, and they got out to a quick start, you know, on Kansas City as well. So, for whatever reason, and this is another reason why I think Andy Reid has the advantage over Bill Belichick, and I know that sounds crazy coming out of my mouth, but if you look at what they've been able to do offensively against the Patriots, kind of adds up. You know, I mean, the Chiefs didn't start quickly against the Pats in week one last year either. You know, they were down 7-0 pretty darn quick, an easy drive right down the field. You know, they were down, what, 17-14 at the half in that week one game and down 24-9 at the half. I'll go back to something that Dana Hughes said, and we talked about it yesterday, but I saw him say it on Chiefs Rewind Sunday night on Channel 5. He said this Chiefs team has the ability to counterpunch. So even if the first 15 scripted plays don't go as perfectly as they did against the Colts, I think the Chiefs still have a chance to respond and come out and beat the Patriots. So it really makes absolutely no sense, because they come out against, you know, bad teams, you know, lay the wood to them early like they did against the Niners and they did against the Colts. And you can go down the line over the course of their schedule and what they did, you know, to teams early on in the game. But, man, against the Pats, they haven't done it. And they've still put up big-time numbers against them.
I want to play this for you. This was Bill Belichick earlier in the week talking about how quickly the Chiefs start off games.
You always want to start fast. You always want to play from ahead. You always want to get off to a good start. I think historically, no better fast-starting team than the Chiefs They've outscored their opponents by about 100 points or so this year. And so that's a big advantage to play the last three quarters with. We don't want to be in that position.
This Chiefs offense has outscored their opponent, they have scored first in 13 of the 17 games they've played so far this season. They have scored 7 touchdowns this year in the first 3 minutes of the game. I'm talking about right when you walk into the building, right before you get your seat toasty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right before you get a chance to get your first nacho, the Chiefs have scored 7 points in that matchup. 7 touchdowns in the first 3 minutes of the game out of their 17 games so far this season. I think Belichick's right. If you want to talk about teams historically that start fast, I don't think you will find an offense that starts games as quickly as the Kansas City Chiefs. And again, it just forces you to change your game plan. Like last week against the Colts, I think the Colts wanted to run the ball 25, 30 times at Marlon Mack. You can't do that down 14-0 in the Chiefs' first 13 plays of the game.
Yeah.
You got to rip that game plan up, and you got to come up with something completely different. And that's what happened in that game against the Indianapolis Colts last week. And then you want to talk about hits and pressure on the quarterback. One thing that making a team one-dimensional does is it allows you to get pressure on the other team's quarterback. In this first matchup, you only got 3 hits on Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's not enough.
You got 6 hits last week against Andrew Luck, which clearly disrupted the timing of that team. I think the biggest advantage the Chiefs have is they start fast. The other one is they are the best at when they get ahead, they can unleash those pass rushers and sic them on you. Those are their 2 biggest advantages to me coming into this game.
Yeah, and again, Justin Houston's going to be playing in this game. He didn't play in Week 6. Justin Houston's getting to Tom Brady at least once. And if Justin Houston was Breland Speaks in that Week 6 game when Speaks let Brady go, Justin Houston ain't letting him go. So I think they will get to Brady. I think they'll have their cracks at him, and I think they'll hit him more than 3 times.
Allie Trost, she had this stat. Since Justin Houston's return from injury in Week 10, since the end of the regular season, the Chiefs defense has 14 takeaways, 26 sacks, 8 of them from Justin Houston, 15 forced fumbles, 3 by Justin Houston. He has 10 quarterback hits in that time. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think the Chiefs have ever had fully healthy Justin Houston going into the playoffs. Like, maybe there's a time I'm thinking of. Maybe that game against Pittsburgh, he came into it really healthy. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think he was. Didn't he miss part of the season that year, too?
But I'm just trying to think of, I know for so long, part of the conversation around this Chiefs defense was, we got to get Justin Houston available at the end of the season. We got to keep him on the field. The fact of you have a healthy Chris Jones, a healthy D Ford, a healthy Justin Houston in this one, all of them ready to get to the quarterback in this one, I can't think of too many times that they've had one of their 5 best defensive players fully healthy, fully able to do everything you need him to do defensively in this game.
No, you're right. And I think Chris Jones, to me, is the difference in that, right? I mean, we've seen the Chiefs play well with Houston on one side and Taba Ali on the other, but we've never seen an inside and interior defensive lineman presence like Chris Jones. And I think that is going to be another thing that's going to disrupt Brady, because think about it. I mean, Tom Brady's not a mobile quarterback. That's not breaking news. Man, if you can disrupt Brady up the middle, and then he's got to run out to one side or the other, and you've got Ford or Houston waiting for him, then the Chiefs are going to be in pretty good shape. That's why I'm telling you, man, people think I'm crazy here, but I think the Chiefs are going to win this game, and they're going to win it going away.
I want to play this for you. This is Fox 4. They got a weather report for Sunday. I feel like every 12 hours we get better news in regards to the weather.
Tomorrow, as the day progresses, temperatures are going to crash. 20 in the morning, teens in the afternoon, and that'll set us up for a cold Sunday. Chiefs are going to be about 20 to 22 degrees at kickoff, falling into the teens during the game itself.
Hey, you'll take that. I mean, I remember at the beginning of the week, we were talking about -5 degrees wind chill. We were talking about an Arctic blast. I think those of you that got tickets that are going to be out there cheering on the Kansas City Chiefs, all of you will happily sign up for 22 degrees given what you thought this game was going to be Monday or Tuesday when it came to the weather.
Absolutely. And see that, I just looked this up regarding Justin Houston being healthy in the playoffs. That 2016 season when they lost to the Steelers at home, he didn't get on the field until November 20th. So he missed the majority of that season. He played 5 regular season games and then the playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, where somehow Antonio Brown got locked up where Houston was covering Antonio Brown and maybe the biggest play of the game. But yeah, this weather helps the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, if you can go out and throw it, absolutely. I mean, if Mahomes is not dealing with a frozen football and it's minus 15 and it's the Ice Bowl, Part 2 in Kansas City, then yeah, it helps the Chiefs.
We need four callers, 913-576-7610. It's time for Pick a Player presented by Ag Power. The winner gets a Neil Smith autographed football. We need four callers, 913-576-7610. It's time for an AFC Championship Chiefs edition of Pick a Player. Coming up is The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.